it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Look at us. We're all here on a Friday, all chipper. Look at us.
Totally
yeah.
Chipper.
Just here, chipping away. I'm in Los Angeles, so it's early here. I was with Jason Aldean last night. We did the iHeart Country album release party because he got a new record out today. And so he'll be on later this morning in the Friday morning conversation. I do believe in 2 hours from now. But that being said, we played cornhole last night. Now, I've never played much cornhole because I think most people start playing cornhole in college. And my college career was basically me finishing class and going right to work and then coming back and going to class again. So I didn't do much cornholing. And let me say, I got dominated by Jason, I think, 4-0.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, it was terrible. I thought I could throw the little bag in the hole. I was not a good cornholer. Although, that's a funny name for a beanbag thrown into a hole. Does anyone know why it's called cornhole?
Yeah, are the bags full of corn?
Ding.
Oh, the corn goes in the hole?
Yeah.
Sounds funny, though.
It does. Like, hey, let's go cornhole. I'm like, what? What you talking about, Jason?
You go cornholing.
You go cornhole. I do that on my own. All right, we're here. Man, I got a lot to talk about today, but Jason Aldean will be in a couple hours, Friday morning conversation. By the way, I was looking at Amy's Insta story last night, and I saw her son shaved his head.
Well, he went to the sides, and he just cleaned up the top a little bit. So he's still...
No!
You
see my message to you?
No.
It
sorry.
Said, no!
I know. And it's still going to be growing, but he
cut it.
No, it's what he wanted, Bobby,
I
not
know.
Me.
But he was working hard toward growing his hair out.
I know, and I was all about it, but... Then he was like, okay, I want the sides. And what do I say? No?
Yes, he's seven. Yes, you say no.
No, I like that he actually has choices. He comes from a place where he never got to make up his mind. And finally, he gets a choice. And you're going to hate on him for that?
Yes, I am. Does he get to pick his own clothes out?
Yes.
He does to go to school?
Yeah, he puts them in his basket every night before he goes to bed. I don't even check the basket.
That's enough choices. You take care of his hair. That's enough choices. Let him do his school clothes.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Amy, did you see the story about the woman who adopted the baby of the woman she was sitting next to on the airplane?
No.
It was all over. Lunchbox, you had to see it, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing story. This girl was going... And she missed her flight, so she gets delayed. And this other lady moved up her flight, and they happen to sit next to each other. They start talking, and she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. Don't know what I'm about to do with the baby. I'm due in like a month. And the lady's like, look, here's my phone number. I've always wanted to be a mom. If you want me to adopt your child, just call me. And 3 weeks later, the girl calls and goes, I had the baby. I'd love for you to come see it in the hospital. So the lady shows up at the hospital, and the girl that had the baby is like, when I saw them together, I knew that was supposed to be her mom.
Crazy.
And so the girl moved to the same city, so she's still involved in her kid's life, but the lady adopted her.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because they sat next to each other, and they both had something happen that caused them to sit next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Temple Phipps is her name.
Wow, that's super special. And, you know, she still gets to be involved in her child's life. Ugh, I love it.
So, Temple, I see you, and now time for the news. Raymundo.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in reality TV news. Khloe Kardashian has given birth to a baby girl, so congrats to the Kardashians. In weather news, hot, hot, hot in most of the country. Severe weather, though, in the south and Midwest. Possibility for tornadoes and rain. And in the north, up to 2 feet of snow in Michigan and Wisconsin throughout the weekend. And finally, in sports, the first round of the NHL playoffs are underway. And the first round of the NBA playoffs get underway tomorrow. So, there you go.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for your positivity. It's called Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
In Houston, a single mom of five will graduate from Texas Southern University's Thurgood Marshall School of Law. She's 33 years old, gone viral after taking a graduation photo with her five kids.
Wow.
In the picture, she wears her cap and gown and holds a sign, says, I did it. All five of the kids, single mom. graduates officially in May. It is crazy to me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Good for her. I know what it's like to have a single mom, and she was raising two kids. And man, shout out to all the single moms out there, too, trying to make it work every day. Amy, you're up.
So a three-year-old girl is thriving after becoming the first to get the world's smallest mechanical heart valve during a medical trial. So when she was born, she needed this thing in her heart, but it was just a study. Like, the doctor came to her and was like, hey, like, this isn't approved by the FDA yet, but we can try it out on your baby. And boom, it worked. Now she's three, she's thriving, and now the FDA has approved it, so other babies can now get it done.
Wow.
So she was part of the case that proved, like, hey, it can work, and now they've approved it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, give me something good.
Lane and Kia, they had to do a service project for their school, their high school students. They wanted to do something cool, and they love animals. So they went around their neighborhood and passed out notes saying, hey, we want to raise, you know, get cat food or dog food for the local Humane Association. They showed up to the Humane Association with 432 pounds of food.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, woof, woof, meow. They were really happy.
There it is. Appreciate that, babe. The Bobby Bones Show. I have a friend who's getting married for a third time. That's a lot of times. It's very Ross Geller-ish from Friends. So what's more of a red flag? Someone who's been married two times, getting married a third time, or me? 38, single, never been married. More of a red flag, Amy.
Oh.
the fact that you have to think about it does bother me a bit.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about it, but the third marriage.
Why would you have to think about that, though?
Well, you're complex.
In what way? Beautiful ways.
You're a very beautifully complex person.
Go ahead.
And you said it's you, not any single 38-year-old.
Yeah.
So I was taking that into consideration because I have 30, mid 30, late 30s, somethings friends that have never been married, but they're not as complex.
That you know. Did Lunchbox groan when you said that?
Yeah.
Why?
I think the bigger red flag is you, because the person that's getting married for a third time at least is willing to go all in. It may not work out, but they're willing to jump in and say, I'm all in.
But should you go cannonballing in every time you jump in the pool? That's what it seems like. No, you cannonball once or twice.
Don't take it personal. Hey, I'm just...
Well, you're talking about me personally.
Bobby, you don't even suit up.
Yeah, you don't even stand on the sideline.
Yeah. What else? I hung out with Cole Swindell. I didn't talk about that yet. We were in Denver together. He played at the club, the Grizzly Rose. And it was Cole Swindell in High Valley. It was a late night for me, too. I was partying. Place was packed. The crowd was singing those High Valley songs, though, man. That, I'm gonna make you mine. You know that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were jamming that one. And then High Valley has that other one. Cause she's with me.
Yeah.
And then Cole came out and played for 90 minutes, and the crowd knew every song. It's wild. And it, you know, we as the radio station, the Bull, threw the concert. So it was, it was pretty cool that he came and played the club. But that was cool. I kind of felt like I was hanging out and stuff.
Did you dance?
No.
Did
remind me of the Electric Cowboy, though, because they were doing line dancing in the middle of the concert.
That's cool.
What they used to do, Electric Cowboy, when I used to go all the time. Hmm. What'd you say, Em?
Well, I was just going to say, if you're hanging out, line dancing, did you meet a girl? But I guess not.
Oh, that's funny you ask, because I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Sugar Land has a new album coming out, and they shared with us that Taylor Swift will be featured on it. She wrote the song called Babe, and it's the only song on the album that Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush didn't write. Bigger will be the first album the duo has released in 8 years, and it's going to be out June 8th. Which, speaking of albums, Jason Aldean's new one, Rearview Town, is officially out today. And in case you missed it, Bobby hosted an album release party with Jason last night, and you can watch some of his performances at BobbyBones.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Michigan. A man was cleaning out a shed when he came across a spider. He's like, oh my gosh, I hate spiders. Freaks out. Calls 911 because he wants help killing the spider. The officer arrived and said, sir, here's a warning for misuse of 911. We don't kill spiders for you. That's your job.
Okay, let me ask this, though.
I've seen arachnophobia. What if there are a whole lot of spiders and it is an emergency?
That's a good question.
It's hard for me to hate on this guy just seeing... What if they're deadly spiders?
Yeah. That could be an emergency.
I think so, too. Mm.
Wow.
I think the cops should go and retract his misuse of 911. Where's this guy live?
Evart, Michigan.
Mm. Well, as a vote, is this 911 worthy? Yes or no? Amy?
I mean, so if I get bit by a bunch of mosquitoes, can I call 911?
Are they deadly? Are you confused that they're deadly?
They could be carrying West Nile.
Okay, so he can't call 911, but it's close.
I don't think so.
My point is it's borderline. That's all. Okay, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have to admit, I'm pretty much drawn into the Khloe Kardashian drama, and I'm not a Kardashian drama person, but I feel bad for her.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
She had the baby yesterday. After the show yesterday, she had the baby. And I guess Tristan Thompson, who's her basketball playing cheating boyfriend slash father of her baby, was there at the hospital.
Yeah, right? He was there and he spent, I believe, like 12 hours in the room and then he left. So it seems to me that they are on civil terms and they were together for the baby. Maybe, just maybe, they had already broken up and we are overreacting to all this.
Well, everything I read says that she's been freaking out the whole time.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Crying, and that they made him leave eventually. I don't know why you're so in his corner. Like, I'm in the corner of I don't really know what's going on either way. But I don't know why you're so in his corner, because he played ball at Texas or with the Spurs or what?
No, I just feel like he would not be flaunting this so much, so obvious in public, if they weren't already on the outs or already over. And maybe
I think your logic's flawed, though, because if they're together, even fakely, he can't be flaunting it because someone's going to record it. Even if they're not really together in real life, but they're doing it fake, you still can't do it.
I don't know. I'm not on his side. I'm just saying there's two sides to every story, and the Kardashians do like their drama, so maybe they're telling him, hey, go out and make out with these girls so our TV ratings go up.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. But it could be. There are some polls this week, by the way. Do you like the name Axel if Lunchbox has a boy? Because he wanted to name his baby Axel. And 61% of people said no, they do not like Axel.
Oh, wow.
Raymundo is, well, Raymond. Raymond wants to change his name to Raymundo after learning about his heritage at 23andMe. 76% of people say, nope.
Although, man.
Raymundo, are you staying with us?
If you guys are cool with it, I kind of like Raymundo for the news and stuff that I do. It flows.
I like it.
And so where does it say you're from, 23andMe?
It was my family in New Mexico, California, and then also in Mexico.
Hmm. So what percentage are you Mexican?
I have family members that are Mexican. I'm 0% Mexican.
Oh, 0%. You're not even...
No, wait, you
can't be
relatives?
Raymundo if you're zero.
Yeah, you're, no, I also no. have a far distant relative who lives on Espanola Island, which is 100% Mexican and Spanish speaking.
Okay, but you're 0% Mexican?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not Raymundo anymore.
Oh, come on, Bobby.
I agree with that one, Bones.
Thank you.
Crushing
Do you
history.
Think Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay is inappropriate? And only 41% said yes.
Oh.
It's pretty close, though. But
wow.
Most people said it's fine for
That's
your kids
high.
To have that song name.
Okay.
So there's that. Did you see that doctor who is a... And we had mentioned a story similar to this, but it's a fertility doctor. And it turns out that a bunch of kids were his.
Another
yeah.
one?
Oh.
Yeah, a lawsuit claims that at least 11 of his clients were his own kids. Yeah.
What is up with these doctors?
A Canadian fertility doctor has been accused of using his own swimmers to father 11 children. According to a lawsuit, Dr. Norman Barwin was supposed to use that from the male, but he used his own.
Okay, so
wow.
either is I'm wondering if it's a financial thing or an ego thing. Like, yeah.
What if he kept up with the kids and just watched them from afar and took care of them?
Okay, maybe.
There's just two sides to every story, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know the whole story, eh? There's two sides to every story.
Right. Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Now time for a game called Name That Tune.
Yeah!
I'll play a song from the beginning. Your buzzer is you yelling your name. Woo-hoo. Are you ready to play Name That Tune, folks?
I feel good.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Name That Tune, song number one.
Amy. Brothers Osborne, Ain't My Fault.
Brothers Osborne is correct.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
It's Not My Fault.
Incorrect. Eddie.
It Ain't My Fault.
Correct.
I thought Ain't My Fault.
It Ain't My Fault. One point. Okay, good. Song number two. Name That Tune.
Eddie. Jordan Davis, Singles You Up.
Correct.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox for the theme. Can you nail it? Go ahead.
I can nail it.
Go ahead.
All the artists have relatives that are also famous musicians.
Nope.
No.
Eddie.
What?
For the theme. Oh, Eddie for the theme.
Yep, they all have beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby!
That's it. 3 points.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time.
There you go.
Dang it.
All the artists have big beards. Stop this world like it did mine just now. There you go. Well, Eddie jumps into a major lead there.
Major.
I don't know the scores.
Song number three. Name That Tune.
Lunchbox. Chris Stapleton and...
Incorrect.
Amy.
Amy.
Dierks Bentley, Woman Amen.
Correct.
Wow, Amy.
She was having to hold that in.
Yeah.
She was like,
let me think about it.
No idea. What's the score?
I have six. Amy, you have three.
Amy is still in this.
Lunchbox zero.
Lunchbox zero.
Yeah, I don't know.
Artists with big beards. Here we go. Song number four. Name That Tune.
Amy,
to stay in the game. Oh, if she gets this, she's still in the game. Go ahead. Name That Tune.
No, I forgot it.
Oh.
She forgot it.
Eddie.
Luke Combs Hurricane.
Correct.
Amy, I'm so glad you forgot it.
Eddie's won two in a row now. Like,
it's not over. We got one more.
Okay.
All right, last song. Name That
Lunchbox.
Tune. Go ahead.
Chris Stapleton, Angels and Halos.
Well.
I mean, that is a person.
Yeah, got it.
But that is, it is Chris Stapleton.
Yeah,
okay, Eddie.
That. Eddie.
Broken Halos.
No, here's the song. It really doesn't matter, Amy. You've already lost.
Yeah,
it's nobody to blame.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. But our big winner.
Yeah!
Two-time defending champion.
Two-time champion! Y'all can't catch me!
That's the way to get it going today.
Yeah, baby!
All right, congratulations.
Thank you,
friend.
Dude.
Bobby Bones. A school district in Pennsylvania has come up with a way to help teachers fight back in case there's a mass shooting. They're arming them with baseball bats, and not just any bats, but those mini souvenir bats sold in stadiums. You know, I will say this, that I bet you the mini bats are more effective than big bats. Because what are you going to do with a big bat? Except run? Those mini bats you can actually throw and probably hit someone with it.
Oh, okay. So is that the point?
That's a good point.
It's dumb. They're giving them mini bats, but no, it's dumb. But that being said, I thought it was funny they were giving them you get an ice cream cone and a bat, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
People spend more time looking at Instagram food than they do actually cooking it. The survey found that people spend more than 5 hours a week looking at pictures of food.
Wow.
And no more than 3 to 4 hours actually making the meals. What amazes me on Instagram is some of those food Instagrams have millions of followers.
Millions. And they post a picture of toast that looks really pretty, and they get like 50,000 likes.
That mini food page, Tiny Food, do you ever see the Tiny Food Instagram?
No.
Where all the food's super tiny? They have millions of followers.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Check that out.
No, don't. That's my point. It's dumb.
Oh, no.
It's as dumb as a mini baseball bat. Okay, let's go do the skinny now. Here we go. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Sugarland has a new album coming out, and they shared that Taylor Swift will be featured on it. She wrote a song on the album called Babe, and it's the only one that Jennifer or Christian didn't write. The album called Bigger is the first album that the duo has released in 8 years, and it's coming out June 8th.
What do you think? Do you think this is her kind of step back in a bit?
I don't know. She wrote Better Man, Little Big Town.
Yeah, she didn't sing it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess maybe she's dipping her toes back in the water, yeah.
All right, what else?
Jamie Lynn Spears, congratulations to her. She gave birth to her second child, her daughter Ivy Joan Watson, this week. So that's pretty awesome. She joins her other daughter, Maddie.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I'm in Los Angeles right now. Jason Aldean will be in just a few minutes. Last night, we did his album premiere party, so he's stopping by. In the next 5 minutes, Jason Aldean will be in studio. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny, though.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the smartphone need glasses? It lost all his contacts.
There we go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jason Aldean.
All right, big day for Jason Aldean because your record's out today.
Yeah, it's a big day for us, man. Been waiting on this day for a long time, so I'm glad it's finally here.
Jason and I were doing his premiere last night, playing at the theater in Los Angeles, which is where we still are. And so this song here, this Love Me or Don't, Tyler, Florida Georgia Line, Morgan Wallen wrote this.
Cause I'm tired of playing these games. The A said it's over.
I bet it's exciting to have a bunch of this stuff out now, though, right? You've been sitting on it for so long.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you're making an album, man, it's like you're in the studio working on it for, you know, a year or more. And, you know, and it's so hard. You got to keep everything under wraps anymore because it's so easy for stuff to get out, you know, YouTube or, you know, social media stuff. So you're trying to keep that stuff under wraps. You don't really want anybody to hear it. And so when it's finally out there, it's kind of nice for me just to be able to get some feedback on it and see, you know, how people are feeling about it.
Is it a relief, though, that nobody leaked it?
Yes. It's just hard, man. I mean, anymore, because we've had that happen with previous albums where, you know, we've tried to keep it under wraps. And you kind of send it out to certain people to, you know, maybe if they're, like, reviewing it or doing a story on it or something. And then, it, you know, next thing you know, it's on eBay, you know, a month before it comes out. And you're just like, man, come on, really?
I was looking at that picture of when you and your daughter, when you went to 80s night at school.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, are you able to go and not have people bother you the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, my kids have gone to that school. Even my oldest daughter went to that school. And so, I, you know, all the
But the parents are cool.
For the most part. I mean, you know, occasionally you'll have somebody, you know, come up and want to talk and kind of hem you up for a while. But for the most part, I mean, especially something like that where it's, you know, I'm there with her and, you know, what it's really fun, you know. So
I always say if you see someone out and they're with their kids or they're eating, you should leave them alone.
I would agree with that. And here's my thing. Even if I'm eating, like, you know, if I'm getting up and I'm getting ready to leave the restaurant, that I'm fine with that.
But you're not eating. Yeah,
right.
But you're done eating.
Right. And a lot of times if somebody comes up and I am eating, I'll just kind of be like, hey, if you're going to be around, we'll get ready to leave. You know, I'll come take a picture or do whatever. Cause I don't mind at all. But yeah, the other thing to me is like, if I'm at my kids' ball games, that's sometimes where, you know, people want to come up, and usually it's people from the other team, you know, like if we're playing a team and they see us over there, they'll come over and it's tough, man, because on one hand, like, I appreciate the fact that they are fans and you know, want to meet me and all that stuff. And on the other hand, I feel like, you know, my kid's sitting there watching me to make sure I'm watching her play a game and I'm over there taking pictures. I don't know. It just makes me feel kind of weird. So even then, like, I like to wait till the game's over or whatever. But
one time I was at a urinal, I was peeing, and there was a stall next to me, and I heard someone go, hey, Bobby, and I'm peeing. What am I going to do? And I was like, yeah.
They reach his hand over.
His head. He stands up on the toilet and looks down as I'm peeing and goes, hey, man, huge fan. And I was like, wow.
Now, so that's where I would have went berserk right there.
I was just embarrassed.
That's weird. Like, it's that's common sense stuff to me. Like, you just don't do that. You know what I mean? Or if you're in a urinal and the guy reaches his hand over to shake your hand while both of you guys are, and like, that's happened to you? That's where I'm just like,
one time.
Nah.
No.
Jerry Van Dyke, I don't know if you ever watched Coach.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was a big Jerry Van Dyke fan because he's from Arkansas, too, where I'm from. We're both from really small towns. And we were in the bathroom at Oakland Racetrack, and he just finished peeing, and he zipped his pants up, and I reached out my hand to shake his hand. I was like, I'm such a big fan. And he shook it, then I was like, I'm such an idiot. I just shook Jerry Van Dyke's pee hand. That's what I remember thinking.
Yeah. It could have been Elvis right there, and I'd have been like, man, give me a minute. All right?
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jason Aldean.
So your album's out today. I want to play some of these tracks. How about this one here? Let's do Dirt to Dust.
Light it up, let it out, stir it up, turning dirt to dust.
That's a up one, huh?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that's part of, you know, that's kind of become part of our signature sound, or those sort of tempo things like that. And this is one that was written by Michael Tyler, who's another artist, new artist here in town. He was one of the writers on this. And it's kind of a fun song. I thought it'd be fun to not only have on the record, but maybe put in the show. And
let me hear this one.
Don't accuse me, girl, with your hands like that. Think about it. Don't want to go another minute without it.
I approve. All right, yeah. Next song.
All right.
I approve, yes. Here is Drowns the Whiskey with Miranda.
Well, whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey.
Look at that. Come back
it's
around.
Country. Yeah.
Is that Josh Thompson, the artist who wrote this one?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh, who also wrote wrote a song called Church Pew Bar Stools on the, I think it was on the My Kind of Party record. He wrote Any Old Bar Stool, and you know, he's written a lot of stuff for us over the years, man. Just a really great writer and great singer too, man. He's a great artist. I like a lot of the stuff he's done, and he's another guy that's kind of one of our go-to writers.
Well, it's good to see you again, my friend.
Good
album's
to see
out
you, man.
Today. I bet for you it's kind of like, thank goodness we got this thing out.
Yeah,
now.
It's like a
delivering a baby.
Birth of a baby, man.
That's what you need.
It's exciting.
You need another baby.
And I'm still not sleeping from the one that was born in December, but I think I slept for 3 hours last night. So probably look like it right now too.
What? I mean, you can't hire like 4 nannies. I don't have kids, so I don't know. Like, I think I would just hire like all the nannies.
Well,
I'd build a nanny house, and I just put the baby in the nanny house.
Don't give me any ideas. I'm hoping just at some point, you know, they just start sleeping through the night. You know, right now it's getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning every morning. So
Lunchbox about to have a baby, his first baby. What's your piece of advice?
Hire a nanny.
Don't they call some of the ones at night? It's like a night nurse.
Yeah, and you know, you could do that. We do. I mean, we have one that comes like 2 or 3 nights a week, but. You know, I also feel like it's important for us to be able to, like, do some of that stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and there's
like
bonding happening.
So, you know,
Bobby, you don't want to pass it off to your nanny house.
I'll bond when she's about 4.
We do. We do that. Just, like, she'll come one night just so we can sleep. And then the next night, you know, we'll kind of be up with them or whatever. And then, so it's kind of every other night. But, yeah. You know, but, man, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I love it the nights that she's there because it means I get, you know, straight sleep, like for multiple hours at a time without having to wake up. Because the problem for me is if I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't go back to sleep. So if I'm the one that gets up at, you know, 3 or 4, I'm up till he wakes up again, which is at 7. So that's not a good system.
You got a rough life.
I do, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks for coming in. I'm really happy your record's out. It's doing
thanks, man.
Fantastic. I mean, again, if we just one last time, this song here.
You make it.
Holy crap.
Sounds
like
it,
a rocket, man.
Hey, I appreciate you guys playing it. It's that's been a big one. Excited to get on the road and play it on the tour this year. So,
record's out, Rearview Town. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Good to see you guys.
Bobby Bones.
So, Lunchbox, about to have a baby. First ever baby. Mid-August. And so yesterday he went and had his first ever ultrasound. So what's it like when you're walking into the building?
Just normal. You feel like, oh my gosh, I'm about to see pictures of my baby. You're not that nervous. Then you get in the room and that's when it's like, this is about to get real.
But is it like an ultrasound building? Is it a hospital? Like, I don't know.
No, it's just like a normal woman doctor office. There's pregnant women everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just babies popping out all over this world because every 2 feet there's a pregnant woman. Oh, excuse me, gotta get through here. Women with strollers carrying car seats. But yeah, the pregnancy thing, there is just women everywhere ready to burst and people just starting their pregnancy, all different stages.
Were you nervous going in?
Yep. because this is when you find out if it's healthy, if everything's developing right. They look and see if there's all four limbs. They check the heart. They check everything. So this is a big appointment. It's the official halfway point.
I think we need the music for Baby Box Update. Here we go. It's time. Let's go.
Baby Box Update.
What do they tell you?
Man, baby looks good. Baby looks good. Like they pull out the gel and they put it on my wife's stomach, which is really weird. And then they take this little wand and they go on her stomach. And there's the baby. I saw the head. I saw both hands. I saw the feet. And I saw the spine. It was laying on its side.
That's cool.
And I even saw the baby take a breath. Like, you saw its mouth open and close while we had the little machine going. I'm telling you, and one time, he had his left foot in his
Wait
left
a minute.
Hand.
He said he.
Oh, you did say he. You but think you it's a boy.
He says he all the time because that's what he wants.
I don't know. Good he said it so bones. Naturally. I don't know.
Anyway, did you see anything?
No, he said it.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
But listen, he, whatever. She had his left foot in his left hand up by his head. It was so crazy to see. And you could, like, a
so
clear...
So probably going to be a gymnast. Flexible.
Sure, gymnast. Going to be in the Olympics. And you saw a clear footprint. Amazing.
So, did they say your baby was, like, extra muscular, super advanced intellectually?
They did
like
say intellectually very advanced. They showed us the brain, and they showed the top of the head, and they looked at the brain, said, great. Then they show you the heart, and they highlight with colors the blood flowing to the heart. Mind blown, amazing.
So it's like Lance Armstrong's heart, Michael Phelps. Don't they have special hearts?
I don't know.
It makes them Olympians.
Yes, that's what they had. But I'm telling you, and we sat in there for 30, 45 minutes just looking at that baby on the screen.
Did you cry?
I got tears in my eyes, but tears did not come out. I got a little hot-eyed. I thought I was going to cry, but I was so amazed. No tears came, though.
Wow. That big day, huh?
Oh, big day. And so we got... They send you all the pictures, and you send them to the family, and, oh, we got a healthy baby.
Okay, Now, you've always been the guy that hates the sonogram picture. Hates it.
Like yeah.
You,
yeah.
And sending it out and stuff.
You hated it. You would yell at people.
I'm not going to post my sonogram picture on Instagram, Facebook, anything like that. I think that's something you keep within your family. I don't need you to put it out public. And I guess in a next appointment, we have the option of doing the 3D one. Nope, too creepy.
I would totally do that. Yeah. I think it's like even 40 or something.
That'd be cool.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's it. Baby box update. I saw the arms, the legs, the
heart.
What
size fruit is it? You always compare it to a fruit. Do you know what size fruit it is?
Right now, it is the size of a banana or a cantaloupe, a baby cantaloupe, whichever one you want to look at.
Those are different
so different.
Shapes.
No.
It's either the size of a car
or a strawberry.
And just so you know, we're talking from head to butt. But after this week, we start measuring from head to toes because the legs won't be pushed up. They will be extended now.
There we go.
So, okay. Baby box is a banana or a cantaloupe.
There we go.
I just don't even
it's a whole
know
fruit
what
salad.
Shape it is.
Baby box is a little of all your favorite fruits. The Bobby Bones
Show. Monday's the Bop It Challenge. Our video producer Eddie claims to be an expert at Bop It. You know, Bop It, hit it, pee on it, jump on it.
No, twist it, pull it.
You don't pee on it.
Oh, that's a pregnancy test.
Yes.
My bad. Oh, so the Bop It Off is Monday at this time. And the winner gets to fix the other two guys' avatars, like their Twitter profile picture to whatever they want, their Instagram, whatever they want.
Great.
So everybody's bopped it, right? Everybody, because...
Oh, yeah. Eddie, I've been bopping it for a long time.
Yeah. Since about 13?
Yeah. You're so dumb.
What? The Bop It Off is on Monday. By the way, do you see the guy that proposed to his girl in the jumble? Like, the newspaper has a jumble, and so he knew she played the jumble, and he made a Will You Marry Me out of the jumble.
That's
how do you
super
feel about
awesome.
That, Amy?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it, especially if that's something that she does. That's a lot of effort, and it's super cute, and she better have said yes.
Lunchbox, what do you think about that?
I guess if he likes it, I think it's kind of lame because he's not going to be there when she figures it out. What if she's at work and she's like, what? And what if another chick is at work doing the crossword and says, oh man, my man's proposing to me. So how does that work?
Oh yeah, true.
He was with her.
Okay.
He made sure that in the Sunday jumble, he was with her when she did it.
Lunch does make a good point. Yeah, what if somebody else is doing that and they think that their Jeffrey is proposing
to
them?
Yeah, exactly.
It had her name on it, guys.
What if her name's Cindy?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's no other Cindys that do the jumble?
We just made up the names, by the way. But
there was also a woman who had a dream, and the dream was to go buy a lottery ticket and the five numbers. And she dreamed all five of the numbers and went and won $221,000.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's awesome for her.
Oh, there's a lottery story every day. If you go into the lottery office, tell me what story. I'll put you on the news. For sure.
Go ahead and say you dreamt all those, okay?
A Chick-fil-A patron pulls out a gun during a drive-in through melee.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, it's...
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Tell me about it, Lunch.
Okay, the car in front, they start walking back, and so the girl in the back gets out and puts the gun to the girl's forehead. And then doesn't pull the trigger, and then they just start swinging fists at each other.
Why do they pull the trigger?
I don't know. But she put it like on the forehead and slid it all the way off up the top above her head, and then they just start swinging at each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
People pulling guns at Chick-fil-A. Why?
What do you always say?
You always say
no respect.
It's disrespect. People always fight over disrespect. Not so much about the chicken sandwich, but about the disrespect around the chicken sandwich. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I didn't know all that happened. I didn't know they put it on her head and then didn't shoot her.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't seem like something that happened at Chick-fil-A.
I know, because they're nice.
No, they'd be like, my pleasure.
Jamie Lynn Spears had a daughter. Amy talked about that in the skinny, Ivy Joan. So congratulations to Jamie Lynn. Khloe Kardashian had that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to her and Tristan Thompson.
We don't know the name yet.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
How's he going to play basketball with this being the biggest story? Because he's in the playoffs.
What do you mean? He's been playing basketball the whole time? No problem, man.
No, but now this is a real big story. This is the biggest story he's ever had. Like, he's got to go play in the playoffs now with the opposing crowds knowing all this.
I think these athletes just tune the crowd out and they are at home on the court. They don't care. If anything, his ego is boosted because he's like, everybody knows I get a lot of chicks.
What?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think that it's probably going to be very difficult for him to play with them.
An interesting take on everything.
Lunchbox?
If anything, his ego is going to be boosted.
I mean,
he's
look at Tiger Woods.
Three-pointers.
Tiger Woods was out there winning everything because why? Because he was like, man, I'm getting all these women. Once he stopped getting the women, he stopped losing. He stopped winning.
Once we found out that he was getting the women, he stopped winning.
Exactly.
That again, you shut your own self down. Thank you.
You argued yourself. One.
Yeah. I'm going to play Kane Brown Heaven now. Lunchbox just gave an argument and then beat it. Now time for Bobby's Bops. These are the three songs that I like this week. Song number one. And he came and he played it on our show. And Jake Owen's new song, Made For You, is so good.
And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you.
That's a good one, man.
Like a ship without a sea.
Jake Owen, Made For You, doing Bobby's Bops. Memorize from Matt Kearney. I love Matt Kearney, but this is the first time that I've heard any song of his. It kind of sounds a little dancey.
Let's hear this.
I got you memorized.
Oh, wow.
Eddie and I will see Matt Kearney in the airport because he lives in Nashville, and we geek out.
Got you memorized.
But he's not really a dance guy, which is so weird. He's like an acoustic singer-songwriter guy. Here we go.
You got all my respect, girl, like you know. When I got that first check and we bought a bungalow. Now that they tell me this one on the way. Never did know that I could feel this way. Still on that high like nothing has changed. Listening to Sade, playing on the radio. Sipping on your latte, drawing on your window. You feel like second nature. Read it in your eyes. I don't need it down on paper. I got you memorized.
got you memorized.
Matt Carney, memorized. Right? It sounds very Chainsmokery, though. A bit. I like Chainsmokers, though. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Okay.
And then finally, Kacey Musgraves, Oh, What a World. This is from her newest album. Those are Bobby's Bops for this week. Jake Owen, Made For You, Matt Carney, spelled K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, and then Kacey Musgraves, Oh, What a World. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the Dunkin' Donuts test kitchen has developed donut fries. It's basically just like it sounds. Mm. Fries made out of donut batter and dusted with cinnamon and sugar.
That does sound good. I would like donuts with French fries, like the French fries sprinkles on them. I think that would be good, too.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's being tested out right now at Dunkin' Donuts locations in the Boston area. Like, only 3 of the stores have them right now. But if it's a hit, then they'll roll it out nationwide.
Yeah, I think whichever way it leaned, toward the donut or toward the fry, I'd be okay with. Either way, I do love them both. Yes, what else?
A new survey revealed that fewer than 10% of us are doing the job we dreamed of as a child.
I'm lucky. I've never not known what I wanted to do. Yeah. Since I was in kindergarten, I knew what I wanted to do.
Well, I thought of you when I read it because you're like one of the few people that I know that actually knew as a child what they wanted to do and they're doing it.
Yeah, your husband too, huh?
Yeah. I think about 5 years old, he was like, I'm going to be a pilot. I want to go to the Air Force Academy, blah, blah, blah.
His dad was a pilot though.
Yes. Yeah.
So he was able to see his dad and do what his dad did.
But he followed in those footsteps and went to the academy and went to the Air Force. The only thing he didn't do was, well, he got out earlier than he thought, but still, he's still a pilot, so that's cool. Okay, do you eat the same thing every day, or at least some of the same things every day?
Oh, I had the same thing for lunch like 72 days in a row. The same exact food because I don't like to make decisions. So I have the same thing. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Well, there was a study that was done amongst people and it said 60% of the people that participated said that they're fine with eating the same thing every single day.
If it's good, I don't need to change it.
No big deal.
Yeah, I can eat the same thing a lot and then I have to worry about it. And I can make a whole bunch of it and then have it for like 9 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's just easy. It's like, I understand why these people only wear one shirt all the time. Who wants to pick out multiple shirts?
One day I feel like you're not there yet, but I feel like you're going to be like a Steve Jobs situation where you're just, you have a uniform.
Why would I spend time picking out shirts? I just wear the same shirt every day. It takes one of the choices out of there. I totally get that. What else?
Okay, who in this room has a one-syllable name? Anybody? No.
Bobby. No. Bob? Amy. Lunchbox. No, Lunchbox's real name is one syllable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. Okay, well, Lunchbox, you're going to like this because guys with one-syllable names make more money.
Whoa.
So what's
a
your
lot
name?
More money.
That means I need a pay raise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why you need a raise?
Yeah.
Well, what's that name then?
Yeah, say it right now.
Jim.
Yeah, okay.
No, just say your name. Just do
say,
it.
Say your real name.
Say come your on. Name.
And you'll get a raise.
On. Just do it. Yeah.
Do it and get a raise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jim.
Nah, come on.
Okay, Tim.
Nah, all right.
Why? It's so weird sometimes when his wife only calls him by his real name, and isn't it weird?
Not in her phone. She's got me as Lunchbox.
Is that what you met her as, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Well, no, I met her as both. She knew me from the show, but she knew my real name, too.
No, you. Which one did she meet you as?
Yeah, like when you introduced yourself, did you say
I have a feeling it's Lunchbox
because
he's being weird about it.
I don't know how.
Oh, come on. She got her a Lunchbox on the line. Dang.
Yeah, she got it in her phone as Lunchbox.
I thought he was about to say she has me in her phone as Daddy.
She will soon.
No, because literally you'll be the daddy.
Yeah.
Not because of any. Okay.
All right,
Amy, okay, yeah, that's my file.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
That's it for us. We are headed to Las Vegas, Sin City, the city that never sleeps. So that's on Saturday, though, right? You guys are going Saturday?
Viva.
No, today.
Las Vegas.
You guys are going today?
Yes.
Yeah.
After the show, we're going to Vegas.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I'm meeting you guys there Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, because we don't have a Red Hoodie comedy tour.
Yeah,
but
we're not going to Albuquerque to tell jokes. We're just going to party.
That's true. I am going to Albuquerque. I'll be there tonight. But I thought you guys were just meeting me there Saturday.
Oh, no. It was too tight of a squeeze.
Am I paying for this?
Two nights in Vegas?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Pay for it, but...
No. I got the guy who's paying for it. He came and talked to us, right?
Yeah, he came and talked to me. And
he said,
like,
we could put food on the credit card.
Yeah, I think I'm still paying for that. I'll be honest with you.
He said, food, but no massages.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yep. Interesting. Well, listen, I hope you guys have fun in Vegas.
Thanks, man.
I'll be in Albuquerque tonight. I'll meet you guys in Vegas on Saturday. And then we'll be back on Sunday. And American Idol Sunday night. I'll be back on American Idol. Don't forget, if you want to watch American Idol, I will be there at 8, 7 Central. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.